弟兄姊妹平安。
Good afternoon, brothers and sisters.
当过了我们今年的第一季。
This is the first time.
当我们过了一到三月，我们在培灵的情况底下。
We had a number of spiritual programs between January to March.
让我们持续的依靠我们的上帝，能活出一个新的生活来。
Let us continue to rely on our God to live out this life of a new spirit.
从四月开始到年底，我们开始了另外一个运动。
From April to the end of the year, we are starting a new campaign.
叫真爱运动，或者是一个真爱的一个行动。
It is called the True Love Campaign or the Love in Action Campaign.
是整个国语部里边，我们所有的部门、所有团契、所有祷告的中心都联合在这个主题上面。
It is where all fellowships, all ministries, all prayer focus connect together and focus on this one thing.
让我们注重在我们修补还有建立一个美好的人际关系。
It is where we focus on the restoration of human relationships.
所以这次真爱的运动是什么呢？
So what is this true love campaign?
真爱的运动是给各种人际关系修复的一个希望。
It is to bring hope to the restoration of human relationships.
我们牵涉了很多的人际关系。
We have different kinds of human relationships.
可能你夫妻的、父母的、家庭的。
Family, spouses, parents.
有亲戚的、有同事的。
With our family relatives, with our colleagues.
还有更重要的，我们对神之间的关系。
And our relationship with God.
都可以在这个真爱运动当中，在一切的人际关系当中，我们做修复的工作。
And we can have restoration of all of these relationships within this campaign.
这带来我们的盼望。
And it brings us hope.
也是今年我们整个群队国语堂里面一起的尾声的力量。
It's also a corporate commitment within the Mandarin team.
这个真爱运动更加是证明神存在的一个的明证。
It's also a huge evidence of the presence of God amongst us.
当我们依靠神，把那些很复杂还有那些不可能的人际关系修复的时候，
As we restore these relationships, which is almost impossible to renew,
我们知道不是用人的力量在我们中间工作，是神在我们中间的明证。
It's not according to man's work, but the evidence of God's presence amongst us.
所以也是我们在福音传播的中间一个非常重要的一个运动。
So it's a very important campaign because it's amidst our sharing the gospel with all in this world.
但愿上帝帮助我们在小组里边，还有在我们主日的敬拜中间，我们一起的领受从上帝而来的赐福。
May God help us amidst our small groups, fellowships, and the worship service to receive what He has prepared for us.
刚才所念的哥林多前书十四章第一节。
We just read 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 1.
他说：“你们要追求爱。”
He says, "Let love be your highest goal."
这是上帝的命令。
This is the command of God.
这是一个不断的要猎取的一种的行动。
This is an ongoing action.
我们要追寻的是什么的目标呢？
What kind of goal are we trying to target, reach out for?
如果今天问你，您在人生当中，您的第一的目标是什么？
If I ask you, in your life, what is your first goal in life?
我们人到三十、四十、五十，我们知道我们自己的目标是什么了。
When you're in your 30s, 40s, 50s, you should be able to know what your life goal is.
是不是在往后的日子里面，我们更加可以享受到更多的乐趣呢？
Maybe just to have fun in life?
可能储存更多的钱，我们可以有一天去享受一个更美好的生活呢。
And maybe just to have a lot of money and just to enjoy life.
有一种平静，有一种安全的生活呢。
To have a life of comfort and peace.
如果是这样的话，
If that's the case,
我们在这个真爱运动的中间，
We're in the midst of this true love campaign.
求上帝帮助我们基督徒，我们第一应该要注重的目标就是追求爱。
May God help us that the biggest goal that we should have as Christians is to go for love.
上帝把这个命令赐给我们，
God gave us this commandment.
是证明这个事情是最重要的。
It means this is the most important thing of all.
超过我们自己的感觉。
It's beyond our emotions and feelings.
超过我们自己所能理解的。
It's beyond our understanding.
是在人际中间是必须的，所以他用命令去告诉我们。
It's a must between our relationships, which is why he uses that as a command.
有一次耶稣被问到，他说在众多的圣经的里边， 哪一些的圣经是最重要的？
One time Jesus was asked a question, of all the laws within the Bible, which is the greatest law?
耶稣就告诉那个文士说，
And Christ told the Pharisee,
他说你要尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主你的神。
He says, love the God, Lord your God with all your might, with all your heart and soul and mind and strength.
第二是怎么了？是要爱人如己。
What's the second commandment? It's to love your neighbor as yourself.
他说再没有比这两条诫命更大的了。
There's no greater commandment than these two commandments.
我们再一次的听到耶稣基督对我们的爱是一个的命令。
We just listen that to love is a command from God.
所谓一个指令，一个动作。
A command brings an action.
因为这个命令是在我们的生活中间是非常非常重要的。
This command is very important in our life.
我们今天在世界的经济的增长中间。
Within the economic growth of this world.
在国防，在军备的预算里边。
The national security, arms budget.
到底国家在考虑这些的前提的时候，是用什么基础的指引作为它的原则呢？
What are the guiding principles of deciding these things?
这个世界要走向是什么样的道路呢？
Where is the world heading towards right now?
基督徒的任务是什么呢？
What are our responsibilities as Christians?
上帝好像在这个的已经堕落的迷失的世界中间呼唤了一群人出来。
In this lost and broken world, God has a purpose for us.
给他们一个命令，说叫他们去爱。
And He said, "I give you a commandment, and you go and love."
让这样一个世界里面像是恶性循环的那种无力自拔的那种的社会当中。
In this broken world with its vicious cycles where everything just keeps going down.
让我们有一群人带着爱能够进入这个恶性循环的中间。
Let there be a group of people who carries this love from God and enters into this vicious cycle.
以爱胜过恶的这种的环境中间。
And let love defeat the evil of this world.
让上帝的国能够在这个地上能够建立。
And may the kingdom of God come upon us here on earth.
哥林多前书十六章第十四节也说。
First Corinthians chapter 16 verse 14 it says.
凡你们所做的都要凭爱心而做。
Everything you do must be done with love.
所以所有一切的事情。
Everything you do.
那包括了什么事？
What does that include?
一切的事情。
Everything you do.
我们每天打开电脑发一封的电邮。
When you open your laptop and you send out an email.
我们经过的麦当劳买一杯的汽水。
You go through McDonald's and you get a coffee.
我们在停去大统华停车场的时候。
When you're at the TNT parking spot fighting for one.
可能遇到一个同事跟你的理念就是不一样。
And you saw that this colleague of yours who's different than you.
甚至最困难的有时候是一些攻击你的敌人。
Or the most challenging part is see people who don't really like you and they're against you.
这就是上帝的命令说，凡你们所做的都要凭爱心去做。
And that's God's commandment. And everything you do must be done with love.
信上帝的儿女就带着这样的一个使命进入这个世界中间。
If you're the children of God, then that's the commandment you carry to live out love amidst other people.
把善信的循环，把天堂的空气带到这个社区里边。
And we turn around the vicious cycles and we bring upon heaven upon earth.
靠人是不行的。
To rely on our strength is impossible.
但是靠上帝是凡事都能。
But then with God, nothing is impossible.
靠着在我们的里面的力量的圣灵，他必定可以给我们足够的能力。
With the Holy Spirit who resides in us, who will give us strength, we can do it.
在这个真爱运动中间，我们今天是要把真爱的一些基础跟大家分享。
In this True Love campaign, we're going to give you some basics of what True Love means.
然后如果大家在听这个讲到的时间，我们也可以配合在小组里面的一些的活动，我们一起的配合。
What we impart for you upon this Sunday service can be practiced also in your small groups.
真爱的基础第一。
What's the basic of love? Number one.
我们爱因为。
We love because.
神先爱我们。
God first loved us.
大家记住，这是第一点。我们爱，我们能爱，因为神先爱我们，这是第一啊！神先爱我们。
This is point number one. We are able to love because God first loved us.
这是圣经里面替爱了做一个定义啊。
And the Bible gives us a definition of love.
爱不是一种的概念。
Love is not just a concept.
是一种人设想的很理想的一个状态。
Not just a state of idealism.
那当我们想的时候，这个爱就存在了。
When we think of love, then there's love.
那我们当不想的时候呢，这个爱就不存在了。
When we don't think about love, there's no love.
爱是一种的生命。
Love is life.
是一种生命力。
It's a power in life.
爱就是神的生命力。
Love is the power of God's life.
因为上帝是永恒的。
Because God is eternal.
所以这种爱的生命力是永不止息的。
Because of that, then this love that comes from God is for eternal.
是在神里面一种生命力是永远存在的。
It's forever there and consistently there.
因为神就是爱。
Because God is love.
当我们不想他的时候，他存在。
When we're not thinking about him, he's still there.
当我们思想的时候，当然上帝会祝福那些的人。
When we think about him, of course he's going to bless us.
爱也是上帝做一切事情的动机。
Love is also all the motives of what God is doing.
是一种动力。
It's his motivation.
是上帝做事情的出发点。
It's the starting point of what he does.
我请问大家为了爱，你做过什么事情啊？
Let me ask you, for love, what have you done?
在2012年的10月14号中间。
In 2012, October 12th.
有一位的男士。
There's this guy.
这是奥地利人啊。
This is whatever.
就是一个奥地利人 Austrian,、
oh, Austrian
他是一个非常喜欢跳伞的
He loves to do parachuting
他是 daredevil 就是做那些非常 crazy 的东西的一个人
He does a lot of crazy parachuting daredevil things
他也是跳这个地标啊
And he marks on this target
然后呢就喜欢、跳很多高的建筑包括这个台北的101大楼
And he jumps from very high buildings including the 101 building in Taipei
他这个人是非常热爱这种的挑战
He loves challenges like these.
不怕一切的困难。
He's not afraid of challenges.
坐着这个气球一共升了39公里上面。
He is sitting on this balloon is about 39 kilometers above the earth.
到了同温层啊。
And upon this atmosphere.
然后呢用时速1357每小时1357公里的
And
速度
1,357 kilometers per hour speed.
就是1.25马克
It's 1.25 mark.
就超音速啊
That's pretty good.
从上面39公里跳下去，跳回来地球
39 kilometers per hour, he just jumped off the building.
这个人叫 Felix Baumgartner.
His name is Felix Baumgartner.
这位先生热爱他的运动。
He loves his sport.
对于他的这种的技巧挑战
For his skill set, this kind of challenge.
他所爱的事情做了以下的一些的行动
And because of his love for this sport, that's what he did.
你为了爱付出了什么代价呢
For love, what kind of sacrifice have you paid off?
我们知道已经安息主怀的高云汉牧师
For our beloved Reverend Cao, who is with the Lord right now.
他曾经以前这个肾衰竭一直洗肾
He has problems with his kidney.
身体很差，脸是黑的。
His health was not good, and his face color was not very good.
有一位的姐妹，单身的姐妹。
There was a single lady, sister.
为了高牧师的缘故
，because of Reverend Cao,
心里有了感动。
God moved her heart.
把她两个好的肾，有一个捐给了高牧师。
She had two very good kidneys, and she gave one to Reverend Cao.
这是我能够想到里面我们爱付出的代价里面一个非常非常极端的例子。
This is what I can think of, a very good example of love in action.
但还有一些更极端的例子是为了爱的。
What are the other examples of love in action?
就是殉情啊。
Oh, it's dying, committing suicide because of love.
就这个为了这个爱啊，他自己都牺牲自己的性命啊。
Because of love, you don't even want your life anymore.
为了爱一个人，为了对方爱自己。
Because of the one that you really love,
他发现两个人不能在一起的，因此自己的就结束了自己生命算了。
And they found they cannot be together anymore, and which is why they just kill themselves.
当中有很多的例子是殉情的，比如说梁祝啊。
And there's a lot of examples like the butterfly lovers.
然后韩鹏夫妇啊。
Mr. and Mrs. Han.
帝女花巴伦公主啊。
The love story of Princess Changping
and
Madame Butterfly, Princess Boulanger,
Romeo and Juliet.
Oh, Romeo and Juliet.
你看这些人是不是为爱做出一些事情
They are all doing something because of love.
是不是为爱付出了一些代价
They gave their life because of love.
并且最高的把自己生命都豁出去了
And they even gave up their life.
但这个爱还不是最高的爱
But this is not the highest form of love.
这是人间的爱
This is man's love.
圣经一提就把上帝的爱给提出来。
And then the Bible tells us the love that comes from God.
罗马书第五章第七第八节说。
Romans 5 chapter verse 7 to 8 it says.
他说为义人死是少有的。
Now, most people would not be willing to die for an upright person.
为人人死或者有敢做的。
Though someone might perhaps be willing to die for a person who is especially good.
唯有这个道成肉身的基督在我们还做罪人的时候就为我们死。
But God showed his great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners.
神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
And because of that, the love of Christ is being manifested in us.
弟兄姐妹，亲爱的朋友。
Dear brothers and sisters, dear friends.
在这个世上我们可以看到怎么样的爱呢？
What can we see? What kind of love can we see in this world?
曾经在2000多年前，耶稣基督就死在十字架上。
About 2000 years ago, Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross.
他是上帝成为的肉身。
He is God becoming man.
为了人的罪。
Because of our sins.
为了你和我的罪。
Because of your and my sin.
死在十字架上。
He died on the cross.
上帝惩罚了他。
And God punished him,
不是因为他的罪,
not because of his sins,
是因为我们的罪,
because of our sins.
我们要感谢我们的耶稣基督,
we need to thank our Lord.
因为上帝在十字架上为我们这些不配的人死了,
because God died for all of unworthy us on the cross.
是那些顶撞他得罪他的,
for those who do not like him, who go against him,
说一切不好的话去骂他的,
we yell at him, we don't like him,
他却为那些人死。
And he died for those of us like them.
我想我们在人世间是找不到的。
I don't think we can find this kind of love in this world.
如果我们比一个喻啊。
Let's go do an example.
如果这个人在我家里面干了一些的坏事。
If this person comes to my house and do some bad things.
害了我们家的这个财产人命。
And take away lives or even money in my house.
然后如果那个人肾有问题快死了。
And if this person has some problem and he's about to die.
要我去用我的肾去换他的命
and to use my life in exchange for his life
算了吧
oh forget it
不可能的
no it's impossible
上帝为我们死就是等于我们好像爱一个我们的敌人一样那种的爱
for God to die for us on the cross is like for us to love our enemies
上帝的爱就是与人的爱是天渊之别
God's love is very different from man's love
约翰一书四章十九节说
1 John 4:16 it says
我们爱，因为神先爱我们。
We love because God first loved us.
我们今天能看到一些人间的爱，或者是我们在教会里面一些在社会上找不到的爱。
We hope that in our lives in this church we can find that love that we cannot find within this world.
你在这个教会里面看到一些是这个社会当中不认识的人都没有的。
Look at the people amongst us. We don't even know each other that well.
我们爱，因为上帝先爱了我们这些人。
But we're able to love because God first loved us. So the issue today is,
亲爱的朋友，你有没有让上帝去爱你啊？
Dear friends, have you allowed God to love you?
如果你来到教会里面，你说，哎呦，基督徒这种的生活我也很想要啊。
If you come into this church and you said, wow, the lifestyle of these Christians, I want to be like them.
我很想改变有这种爱啊。
I want to change myself and have this kind of love.
有这种超然的生活，我非常希望有。
This kind of supernatural life, I want to have it.
这样的爱怎么样来的呢？
Where does this kind of love comes from?
是因为神先要爱你。
It's because God first loved us.
神爱你是一个不变的事实。
For God to love us is an eternal, never-changing truth.
但是人要不要接纳上帝的爱是人的问题。
But whether we want to receive the love of God, that's our issue.
所以问所有的这些的亲爱的朋友、慕道者。
So let me ask all of you friends here.
你有没有让上帝去爱你？
Have you allowed God to love you?
你有没有让上帝的爱触碰你的心？
Have you allowed God just to enter into your heart?
你有没有接纳这位爱你的上帝呢？
Have you received this God who loves you so much?
有时候我们发现，原来我们不接受上帝，并不是跟理性有关系啊。
Sometimes we just find out that we just don't want to receive God, not because of what we're thinking in our head.
在我们拒绝或者说没有神的背后，原来是另外一个问题。
We want to reject God, it's because of another reason.
那是什么问题呢？
What kind of problem is there?
有很大的可能是我们生命的问题。
Maybe it's because of our life.
因为我们知道我们一旦接受了上帝的爱。
Because we know that once we accept the love of God,
我们就得听他的话了。
We have to obey him.
过他所说喜悦的生活了。
Live the lifestyle that he desires us to go for.
那就意味着什么呢？
And because of what?
意味着就是我们自己不能说我说了算，然后我自己的生活，我的自由就被限制。
And then I cannot be master of my own life anymore. It's like I've lost my freedom.
因为我的自由被限制了，所以我在潜意识当中我就说没有上帝，我不想要。
Because it seems like my freedom has been limited, so unconsciously, I just said I don't want to have God in my life.
心里有需要，但是知道接受了之后所付出的代价，他不愿意。
Although I have a need in there, but then to know that to accept God, there is a price to pay, and I'm not willing to pay for it.
可能我们信了，我们接受了。
Maybe we have believed and we have accepted the love of God.
这样上帝的爱在我们的心里边呢？
The love of God is in our heart.
意味着我们要付出了。
And we have to give up sacrifice.
也可能是我们一旦遇见了这个神。
And maybe when we just meet this God.
如果一旦要接受了这个上帝的话
Once we receive this God
意味着什么呢
What does that mean?
我们自己的罪恶就要暴露出来了
The sins in our heart has to be exposed
我们再一次要回应我们良心的声音了
That we have to answer to this inner voice inside us
我们就不能凭自己的旨意要做什么就做什么了
We cannot do everything according to our own will anymore
圣经真是一本智慧的书
The Bible is a book of wisdom
诗篇十篇第四节
Psalm 10, verse 1.
十四章第一节
Chapter 14, verse 1.
第五十三章第一节
Psalm 53, verse 1.
都告诉我们这些的恶人，这些骄傲的人说没有神。
They all tell us that for those who are pride and sinful people, they say there is no God.
你再听一遍啊，这个诗篇说，这个恶人或者带了骄傲的人，他们说没有神。
Listen carefully. The Psalms tell us the wicked people or those who are prideful, they say there is no God.
不是他们不知道有神，而是怕面对这个神会让他们心里不安的神。
Not that there is no God, it's just because they don't want to accept the fact that there is a God.
所以我们爱，因为神先爱我们。
So we love because God first loved us.
因为上帝给我们一颗柔软的心，让我们自己真的需要的话，我们接纳这样一个神。
May God give us a tender heart to see our needs and to see the need to accept Him.
接纳这个神是怎样的一个神呢？
To accept what kind of God is He?
这样的神是道成肉身为你死的神。
He's a God who has God become man to die for us.
这个上帝是为你死的神。
It's a God who died for us.
他都不计较了，他都为你死了。
He doesn't care. He just wants to die for us.
他怎么不会接纳你呢？
He's going to dare to accept us.
如果今天你还有罪，如果今天你还有需要的话。
If you have sin, if you have needs today,
我相信不用一秒钟的时间，上帝一定来到你那边承担你一切的这些困
难。Not even in one second, God will come and take away your sins.
我们为什么要怕来接受这个爱我们的神
？So why are we so afraid to accept this God then?
事实就是上帝为你的罪、为我的罪已经死了。
The fact that this God has already died for my sins and your sins.
哎呦，亲爱的朋友，我们接纳的是这样的一个神呐、
啊。Oh dear friends, this is the kind of God that we are accepting today.
我们爱，因为神。先爱我们。
We love because God first loved us.
让我们快快地打开我们的心来接受上帝的爱。
May the hearts of our, may our hearts be open to receive Christ today.
让这个爱改变我们，以至于我们身边的关系能够改变。
May the love of God fall upon us today so that we can change.
第二就是爱是一种选择和委身。
The next thing, love is an, a choice and a commitment.
申命记三十章第十九二十节说。
Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 20, it says,
所以你们要选择生命
Choose to commit yourself in life.
爱耶和华你的神
Choose to love the Lord your God, your Yahweh.
听从他的话
Obey him.
紧靠他
And commit yourself to him.
圣经明说所以你们要选择生命要选择在神的爱中回应他
So the Bible tells us when you want to choose life, you choose to love the Lord your God.
爱是一种的选择和委身。
Love is a choice and a commitment.
就像我们在北美里面看到一个教堂里面的婚礼一样。
Just like in a North American church, we see a wedding going on.
原本两个不认识的人。
Originally, two people that doesn't really know each other.
你人际关系里面遇到很多人呢。
And within their social circle, they just get to know one another.
你认识很多的人呢。
And you know a lot of people within your social circle.
你思前想后，然后衡量一下。
And you think about this and that.
然后最后说我要委身给谁呢
And then you say, who am I going to commit my life to?
是这位先生或这位女士吗
Is it this guy or is it this girl?
最后想好了，选择好了。
And after a number of choices,
然后选择好了，把自己委身给对方。
And then you commit yourself to this one person.
然后就在教堂里面对着上帝和其他的这些的参观的这些的嘉宾。
And in church, within amidst God, amidst all the friends and relatives.
然后前面站一个牧师。
And there's a pastor standing there.
两个人手拿着手。
And then you hold hands.
彼此的相对。
And then you look at each other.
然后对对方就说。
And then you say.
你说某某某，我愿意成为你的丈夫或者妻子。
So and so, I commit myself to being your husband or your wife.
我愿意一生的爱你。
I want to love you forever.
照顾你。
To take care of you.
不论境遇如何。
No matter what the circumstances are,
或健康,
for whether in good health,
或疾病,
or in sickness,
或贫穷,
or poorer,
或富足,
or better, richer,
我都对你的爱始终如一。
My love for you remain the same.
不但如此，也是公开的。
It's just an open statement.
把这样的一个选择和委身告诉大家。
And you take this choice and this commitment and you share it with everybody.
所以爱是一种的选择和委身。
Love is a choice and a commitment.
你知道这个爱中，刚才我们说到这个誓言中间呢，是一种的选择和委身。
Remember, we just said love is a commitment and a choice.
不论境遇如何
，No matter the circumstances.
可能有时候健康
，Sometimes I'm healthy.
你要爱他
，I love this person.
你选择爱他
，I choose to love this person.
因为你已经委身给他
，Because I've committed myself to him.
当有疾病的时候呢
？When I'm in sickness.
是不是就走了呢
？Do I just run away?
不是的，疾病的时候你照样的爱他。
In sickness, you still love this person.
因为你选择了爱他，你就对他有责任。
Because there's a responsibility in choosing to love him.
我们富足的时候是夫妻。
When we're rich, we're a couple.
当对方如果变成一个贫穷了，或者没有工作了
，When he's got laid off, when he's poor,
那你还爱他吗
？Do you still love him or her?
是的，因为这个誓言说，我们这个爱是一个选择和委身。
Yes, indeed, the Bible tells us love is an action and a commitment.
答应了对方，无论境遇如何，我都终身的爱你。
No matter what the circumstances are, I love you all till the end.
这是一种明明的一种选择和委身。
It's a very clear choice and commitment.
所以当有时候我们说听到一些夫妻有一些问题的时间
，and sometimes when there's couples who are in difficulties，
我们就说我们不爱你了
，and they say I don't love you anymore，
我就不再爱这个人了
，I don't love this person anymore。
当然是自己的一种选择，是不爱对方。
It's because of a choice you chose not to love this person.
真正的爱是在选择和委身的上面建立的。
True love is upon action, choice, and commitment.
既然爱是一种的选择和委身
，because love is action, is a choice and commitment.
所以它是超过我们一切环境以上的爱。
It's beyond all circumstances.
所以这个爱也是超越了人的情绪和情感的。
It is also above and beyond our feelings and emotions.
所以第三点说，爱是一个行动，而不光是一种情绪。
So point number three, love is an action and not just an emotion.
当情绪不在的时候，你还去爱。
When the feeling is gone, you still continue to love.
就像刚才我们提到的第二点，当贫穷或者疾病的时候，你还去爱对方。
Just like what we just said in point two, for richer or for poorer, we still continue to love.
这样叫做真爱。
This is true love.
约翰一书三章十八节说：“小子们呐，我们相爱，不要只在言语和舌头上，总要在行为和诚实上。”
First John 3:18 it says, "Dear friends, let us not love with words or sayings, but with actions and in truth."
这里再是一个的命令句，说我们要相爱是一种命令。
Here's just a command verse. It says we have to love.
既然是命令，就是一种的指令啊，一种动作啊。
If there is a commandment, there's always an action that comes with it.
如果爱是一种的情绪，命令是命令不出来的。
If love is just a feeling, you just cannot command it.
上帝也不会到这个程度说要命令你的情绪出来。
And God will not just command your feelings to come out.
好像如果对一个伤心的人，我命令你要喜乐。
It's like saying to a person who's sad and says, "I command you to be happy."
或者是一个很幼稚的一个小孩，你要为这个世界忧伤。
Or say to an immature kid and say, "You have to be sad for this world."
爱呢是超越情绪的。
Love is above our emotions.
情绪是命令不出来的。
You cannot command an emotion.
罗马书十二章二十节说
，Romans 12:20 it says，
你的仇敌如果饿了，就给他吃；若渴了，就给他喝，因为你这样行，就是把炭火堆在他的头上。你们要以爱胜恶。
If your enemies are hungry, feed them, and if they are thirsty, give them something to drink. In doing this, you'll heap burning coals of shame on their heads.
当对方有需要的时候，我们以爱的行动去供应他的时候。
When someone is in need and we do it in love and action,
这就是真爱。
This is true love.
台湾有个宇宙光的机构的以前的一个总干事叫林志平教授。
There is Dr. Professor Lin who's from Cosmic Light.
说过一句话是非常深印在我的心里边。
And he once said this, this statement.
他说呢，爱是在别人的需要上看到自己的责任。
Love is when you see the needs of other people and you see your own responsibilities.
你再听一次，爱就是在别人的需要上看到自己的责任。
Let me repeat one more time. Love is when you see people in need and there you see your own responsibilities.
这种就是上帝的爱。
This is the love of God.
上帝叫太阳照好人也照歹人。
The sunshine of God shines on both the good and the bad people.
降雨给义人也降雨给不义的人。
The rain falls on the righteous and the unrighteousness.
就是上帝对于人所需要的，他做出他的行动，是超越那个所谓的好人、坏人、义人、不义的人。
The providence of God falls upon everybody, not just on those who are good.
这就是我们要学习的。
This is what we need to learn.
超越了那个是谁。
Beyond who this person really is.
而看到他的需要，我们去行动。
I see the need and I do it love in action.
而且爱的行动会带来爱的感情。
And love in action will bring love in feelings.
爱的行动也会产生爱的情绪。
Love in action will bring the love and emotions.
你知道我们教会里面有一个特别祷告小组。
You know, in our church, there is a special prayer meeting, a prayer group.
我们崇拜结束之后，如果有任何在座我们有一些身体疾病的，我们可以邀请到一个房间，然后弟兄姊妹会帮你们祷告。
After our worship service, whoever has special needs, they can go into this room, and people will be praying for you.
星期五晚上，我听到一个非常好的见证。
On Friday, I heard a very good testimony.
你知道这些的弟兄姐妹，他们为人家祷告，是他们自己一种服务。
For these people who pray for other people, it's their own service.
谁走进来，他就为那个人的需要来祷告。
Whoever comes in, these people will intercede for that person.
他不认识那些新来的朋友。
They don't know these people.
也不知道每一个人确实的需要是什么。
And they don't really know the need of that person.
不太清楚他们的背景。
They don't know the backgrounds.
但是因为一次、两次、三次继续为他们的祷告。
Because of ongoing one time, two times, three times praying for them.
为了一个完全他不认识的人祷告的时候。
Praying for this person they don't really know.
这些祷告为祷告别人的开始就对这些的病者呢产生了感情啊。
And these people begin to have compassion on those that they are praying for.
开始为他祷告的时候就流泪。
They start having being moved in tears.
就好像跟他们一同疾病一样。
It's like they are also in sickness together with them.
这样的一个小组给我们想到，就是因为我们祷告所产生出来的照顾和感情。
It's because of that action of prayer, there we have that feeling compassion on those people.
所以在别人的需要上看到自己的责任。
In the need of other people, we see our responsibilities.
当我们做的时候，
when we go and do it in action,
把那种爱的感情就能投入出来。
And this feeling of love becomes manifested in us.
如果你说你对这个教会可能没有一种的这种的归属感，
maybe you don't have very good feelings about this church.
或许是时候你要用行动来带出你的归属感。
Maybe it's time for you to do it in action to bring out your emotions.
为了这个教会的爱，
because of the love in this church.
我看到一个姐妹很感动我了，就在那个我们地下室的厨房里面做一些清洁收拾的工作。
I see this sister who have moved me tremendously. She was in the basement and doing a lot of cleaning work.
没有人的时候，我就看到她，我就问她：“你为什么留了那么久？”
And I said, when there was nobody around, I said, why are you staying for so long?
她就告诉我，她把教会就当成她自己的家一样。
And she said she treats this church as her own home.
当你把教会当成你的家一样去收拾的时候。
When you clean up this church like as if it's your own home,
可能是剪一个指头，
maybe it's just doing kitchen.
可能在卫生间里面做一些的清洁，擦擦水呀，处理一些的事情。
Cleaning up the bathroom.
你持续这样做的时候，你把这个教会当成你的家，你的归属感就会跟着来。
When you do it as if this church is your own home, there your emotions and feelings will come.
因为神的爱就在我们中间。
Because the love of God is amongst us.
第四，爱是个技巧。
Number four, love is a skill.
圣经说你们要追求爱。
The Bible says to go after love.
这种的技巧呢是要有操练出来的。
It's a trainable kind of skill set.
就好像我们操练自己的身体一样。
It's like when we train our own bodies.
在你真的要突破自己的这个体能的时候。
When you want to have breakthrough in your body.
你要有一个突破，必须要挑战。
You have to have a set a challenge.
挑战自己的极限。
To accept your own boundaries.
你觉得 你在提不起来这样的一个重量的时候，
you can't even lift up this weight，
你就在那个挑战自己不舒服的那个情况里面，你的肌肉被锻炼出来。
And you challenge your discomfort and finally your muscles is being trained。
可能有些人跑步对一些觉得跑不下去的时候，你再 push 自己多一点，你的这个公里数就跑出来了。
When you can run no more and you push yourself and you cross your limits。
如果我们中间如果有爱的，
So when we have love in us，
我们要继续的操练。
We need to train ourselves.
使我们的这个的爱呢更加的成熟。
To let out the love in us mature.
好，更好，以致最好。
To be good, better, even the best.
圣经也告诉我们。
The Bible tells us.
约翰一书第四章七节说：“亲爱的，我们应当彼此的相爱，因为爱是从神来的。凡是爱人的，都是从神而生，并且认识神。”
1 John 4:7 says, "Dear friends, let us practice loving each other, for love comes from God, and those who are loving and kind show that they are the children of God, and that they are getting to know Him better."
你信了耶稣，不知道自己是不是已经得救了？
You have received Christ, but you're not sure about your own salvation.
什么事情里面可以看出来你是已经得救呢？
From what can we see that you already have received salvation?
当你真正的去爱的时候，你就知道原来这个爱在你身上的。
When we truly go and love other people, then you see this love from God is already in you.
所以你的自己的潜能原来在这个圣灵的里边。
And you see that your love is actually in the Spirit of God.
原来你是可以的，就证明你是重生得救的人。
And actually you can love, and that's a proof that you have already received salvation.
提摩太前书四章十五节说，这些事你要殷勤去做，并要在此专心，使众人看出你的长进来。
1 Timothy 4:15 it says, "Practice these things and devote them in order that your progress may be seen by all."
在我们这个程序表中间，我们后面看到一张的这个测试的这个纸大家有看到吗？测量 pretest.
In your bulletin, there is printed a pretest. Do you see it?
这个是我们参加小组的时候，今天没有时间，我盼望你在小组里面花一个时间，在这个月里面，在小组时间当中，你做这样的一个测试。
This is a test not for you to do it now, but in your small groups, do it with one another.
就像一个小孩子在成长中间，他的头靠着这个墙
It's like a kid who stands by the door frame on the wall.
然后呢，用一个铅笔画一画。
And use a pencil to put a mark there.
然后过了一个暑假了。
After the summer.
那个小孩子再靠着一个墙。
And he leaned against the wall again.
然后再用这个笔画一下，看一下。
And put a pencil mark there again.
哎呦，原来长高了。
Oh, I've grown.
哎呦，爸爸妈妈好高兴哦。
And parents are happy.
一个暑假已经长高了。
After one summer, I've grown.
所以这样的一个测试呢，就像一个小孩子那个办法，就是说，我们从这个真爱运动开始的时候，我们自己做一个测量。
This is such a test to measure how much we have grown.
第五，也是最后了，爱是一种的习惯。
Number five, and this last point, love is habitual. It's a habit.
我们有了把这种的关系这种的爱去操练。
When we train ourselves in this kind of love in action,
我们就成为一个老练的基督徒。
We become a trained Christian.
在爱的事上面我们做了炉火纯青。
In the action of love, then we are experts.
我们更盼望这种的爱有一天就成为我们的第二个这种的生命。
We pray that this kind of love in action becomes a habitual thing in our lives.
这种是一种生命的反应。
It's like a life response within us.
而不是说我们有些事情爱，有些事情我们就不爱了。
And not just something we love, something we just don't love.
我们就不能说我们是对着老婆说。
We can't say to our wife.
老婆，老婆啊，我向你发誓，我从周一到周五，我一定是对你忠诚的人。
Dear, I promise you, I'll be very faithful to you from Monday to Friday.
我答应你不出轨，但是周末我一定要放假了。
And then on the weekend, I'll take a break.
不会的，如果你对你老婆是忠诚的话，你一定是一辈子对她忠诚的。
You won't say that, right? Because if you're faithful to your wife, it will be for the rest of your life you're faithful to her.
如果我们说是自己是一个诚实的人
，If I say I'm an honest person,
我们不能说我们早上做生意就诚实，下午呢我们就不诚实了。
I can't say when I do business in the morning I'm honest, but in the afternoon I'm not that honest.
我妈妈以前来加拿大的时候做过一些收银员收钱。
My mom was a cashier when she first came to Canada.
然后他上午的时候，他老板就说：“你就开着这个收音机去做。”
And in the morning, the boss said, "Open, you can turn on the radio when you do it."
就是这个 cashier.
Oh, turn on the cashier when you do it.
下午的时间呢，你就不要管那个这个机器了。
In the afternoon, you can forget about the equipment.
机器就可以关掉了。
You can turn it off.
我妈妈没有办法做下去，她说我不做了。
And she said, "I can't do it this way. I'm not going to do it. This is not going to work."
如果一个人遇到爱他的人。
When a person meets somebody who loves him or her,
别人对他很友善,
and they're very friendly to him or her,
那他就以爱回报他,
and you respond back in love,
但遇到一些和他不一样的人呢,
but we meet somebody who's not the same as us,
是让他自己觉得是不喜欢类型的那种人呢,
it's somebody that we don't really like,
那他就不爱他呢,
and then we don't love that person.
这种也不是完全成熟的爱,
this is not a mature kind of love.
我们需要把爱练得如火澄清, 在人面前, 在人背后。
We need to practice love so that before people, after, behind people,
在周中在周末,
weekends, weekdays,
喜欢的人不喜欢的人,
people we like, people we don't like,
我们都要操练成为我们生命的习惯, 我们去爱。
We need to train ourselves so that love becomes a habit to everyone.
这就是上帝所以给我们的,就是耶稣基督给我们的这种的命令,让我们去爱。
This is the commandment that Christ has given us to love.
这些就是爱的这些的基要。
This is the basics of love.
愿意上帝帮助我们。
May God help us.
愿意在我们这五种的爱的基础的上面。
May we be built upon these five foundations of love.
我们带着使命。
We carry the commandment of God.
先自己得到益处。
We receive the benefits of it.
然后让我们带着这样的爱到我们的社区中间。
And let us carry the presence of love into the community.
让上帝的真光能够照到这个社区当中。
May the light of God falls upon people.
愿主与我们同在。
May God be with us.